radio?
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Hi, I'm Tiffany Coleman. My husband, Jeff Coleman, is running for U.S. Congress. I bet you've seen Jeff's name and face on billboards and on the sides of moving trucks parked all over the district. Because when Jeff decides to do something, he does it big. And if you look really hard, you'll see my picture, our three girls, and our dog, Gracie, too. What I really wanted to talk to you about is Jeff, his background, and why he'd make such an incredible congressman. But I guess that'll have to wait, because they're telling me I'm out of time. But I'll be back here soon to tell you more about my husband, Jeff Coleman.
I'm Jeff Coleman, the conservative businessman candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message, paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
Think about where you see yourself in the future. Maybe you're bouncing a ball on the beach or bouncing a grandchild on your knee. Whatever it is, your dream is uniquely yours, which is why Trustmark Tailored Wealth works with you to understand what you want to see in your future. Together, we tailor a strategic plan to help grow, preserve, and protect what you've worked so hard to earn. So see a Trustmark Tailored Wealth Advisor, because your future starts today. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
How would you like free rent for a year? How about a free vacation? How about a new car? Come into Wind Creek Montgomery now through Friday, November 22nd and earn chances to win in our Rent, Rest, and Ride giveaway. Then on November 22nd at 7, 8, and 9 p.m., three players will win free rent for a year, a free trip to any Wind Creek resort, or a Ford Mustang, Jeep Compass Latitude, or Dodge Charger SXT. So come into Wind Creek Montgomery for Rent, Rest, and Ride.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have another great day underway today. Sunshine will produce a high temperature up to about 73. So the warming trend continues today. It'll be kind of chilly tonight, overnight low 43, but tomorrow, how about a high in the low to mid-70s with more sunshine as this great pattern continues. Middle 70s on Friday. I think we're dry during the day, but there's a chance of showers, especially late Friday night into Saturday. Can't rule out a thunderstorm, too, as a cold front moves through the area. Then much cooler Sunday. By that, I mean highs in the 50s instead of the 70s, and the breeze will make it seem cooler. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This station presents Farts Ending Great Speeches in History. Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself. Ooh, and skid marks.
Ronald Reagan.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall. Ooh, I think I just tore a little hole in it myself.
And who could forget the first man to fart on the moon?
That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind. Ooh, that's gonna linger in zero gravity.
Farts ending great speeches in history.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
Are you 9 years old in fourth grade?
Yeah, so what about it? It's happy hour, News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. Lots to talk about this afternoon. Dana and Jacqueline. Rosie is here.
And here they are.
Most importantly,
please clap.
Thank you, John Dana. Somebody's having a birthday.
Happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Rosie, woo! Happy birthday to you. We celebrate tonight at Baumhauer's right after the show.
I'm so excited.
I was just in the boss's office, and he said, what's wrong with you? And I said, this is the way I come in every afternoon. By the time I have done my due diligence to prepare for this show, I'm pissed. I'm angry. Because this country's being put through a... We're the divisive ones? Really? No. Trump's the divisive one? No. No, the Democrats are tearing this country apart with this impeachment bullshit. And again today, was it Sondland? No, there was no quid pro quo. There was no nothing. There was no nothing. And I mean, basically, this just in. Hi, Jake Quillen. How are you?
Hey. I'm
here. I don't know how you manage it. You look so stunning.
Got my hair done.
All you're rushing around. Looks great.
Thank you.
I like that. The Interfax Ukraine agency headline this afternoon. This is breaking. Ukrainian members of the parliament have demanded the presidents of Ukraine and the United States, Volodymyr Zelensky and Donald Trump, investigate suspicions of the legalization of $7.4 billion by the family of ex-president Viktor Yanukovych through the American Investment Fund, Franklin Templeton Investments, which they said has ties to the U.S. Democratic Party. Really? To the Democrats?
I'm a total bumbling idiot.
Like him.
What?
At a press conference in the Interfax Ukraine agency on Wednesday, Andriy Derkach announced that deputies have received new materials from investigative journalists about international corruption and the participation of Ukrainian officials in it. The story said, quote, the son of Templeton's founder, John Templeton Jr., was one of President Obama's major campaign donors. Another fund-related character is Thomas Donilon, managing director of BlackRock Investments Institute, shareholder Franklin Templeton Investments, which has the largest share of the fund, and noteworthy that he previously was Obama's national security advisor. Well, whoa, sounds like quid pro quo to me. Now for the bombshell. President Zelensky must pick up the phone, dial Trump, ask for help and cooperation in the fight against corruption, and fly to Washington. The issue of combating international corruption in Ukraine with the participation of citizens, businessmen, and U.S. officials should become a key during the meetings of the two presidents. Finally, the report said, according to Derkach, ex-prosecutor General Viktor Shokin repeatedly appealed to Director Artem Sintik on the framework of criminal proceedings for Burisma, but constantly received formal responses. The activities of Shokin, according to the MP, irritated then-U.S. President Joe Biden during his fifth visit to Kyiv in 2 years. The visit on December 7th and 8th, 2015, was devoted to solving the issue of Shokin's resignation to the affairs of Zlokevsky and Burisma. That would be this little comment here.
I had gotten a commitment from Poroshenko they would take action against the state prosecutor, and they didn't. I said, I'm telling you, you're not getting $1 billion. I said, you're not getting $1 billion. I'm going to be leaving here, and I think it was, what, 6 hours? I looked, I said, I'm leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting the money. Oh, son of a bitch. Got fired. And they put in place someone who was solid. At the time.
That's quid pro quo.
If this for that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's what it means. But you see, we have nurtured a generation of dummies who done it, you know, that's quid. I don't know what that means. It sounds awful.
Simple Google search.
They're too busy looking up Cardi B's latest hit. So, the bottom line is that Trump was right. The mass media, with its drum major Matt Drudge leading the way, were wrong. Obama did spy on President Trump. Tax cuts did save the economy. Pulling troops from Syria did lead to peace. Tariffs on Mexico did get the border protected. A trade war with Red China did get negotiations going without ranking or tanking our economy. And Joe Biden is quid pro Joe. In fact, there is also a quid pro Obama. But our media ignored this. Instead, CBS reported Kurt Volker, the former special envoy to Ukraine, said he would have objected to Ukraine opening an investigation into former Vice President Joe Biden. He added that he considers the allegations about Biden to be not credible. How can they be not credible? We've got him on tape saying it!
And laughing.
A-hole! Jeez whiz! Which is, by the way, the hottest-selling product of Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Said he did not realize Mr. Trump saw the request to investigate Burisma as the same as investigating Biden until the July 25th call. Volker's testimony is garbage. He gave his opinion, and with absolutely no knowledge of the subject, he pronounced there was no evidence. coverage of this indictment circus isn't reporting the news. It's an in-kind contribution to the Democratic Party by the Never Trump news media. The Associated Press, twice, yesterday and today, has had to retract and correct stories that passed along incorrect information. What is it about journalists today that they just... Do they think that's selling newspapers, that they got it in for this guy?
It's funny you bring that up, because I was having that conversation with my husband about local something local that's going on here in the Montgomery area, and reading even our local news medias, how incredibly biased the news is. Just from reading it, it's like, your job is to report facts. I don't want your feeling, your emotion. I don't want a diatribe of your internal thoughts on this. Give me what the facts are. And so it trickles down from the national level all the way down to the state level, to our local news outlets, to Facebook. And it's ridiculous.
Even though we have placed so much emphasis on this, you can't impeach a president because your feelings are hurt.
You don't have to like him, but you have to respect the process and the office. And it's infuriating even to watch this from a legal perspective, even though the laws and the rules are totally different than, you know, our legal proceedings. But to watch just these enormous waste of time and money and resources that we could be putting towards things that, one, are going to happen, because you're not going to impeach Trump. If you were going to impeach Trump, they would have done it 6 weeks ago when they started these behind the door, in the closet, under the basement meetings. Two, all of these people that are sitting around doing this, which is nothing, could be actually putting their energy towards fixing some of our real life problems.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Like, it's so frustrating. Like, I have a television in my office, and I have been sitting there watching every single minute of this while I can.
You should get a badge.
And it is exhausting. It is infuriating. It is boring.
Yeah.
And to watch it saying, wait a minute, like, they took depositions of these witnesses prior to their testimonies, and when somebody flips the script, what are you doing? Like, you have a deposition of what you said, but they think it doesn't matter. Oh, I forgot. Oh, I changed my mind.
It's kind of the point of a deposition.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, Dana's here, by the way.
Hi.
Hi, Dana.
Hello.
You know, Dana and I will tell witnesses all the time, it's better to say, I don't recall, or I don't remember, or I don't know, than to come up with something that you really don't know. But when you're testifying in a situation like this, when it's literally like a couple of sentences, and you can't recall, you don't know, that to me is, you're not credible.
This whole thing has been an atom bomb, as an ADAM bomb.
But like, and it's funny to me, like, watching it, like, I get infuriated because, like I said, totally different procedures, different laws, different rules. Mm. But when it's somebody's time to ask questions, you don't get to dictate what questions they get to ask.
No.
And that has been killing me, because I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa. You may not like the answer this person's about to give, but that doesn't mean you get to stop them mid-statement and say, well, we're not going to go into that. Then why the hell are we here?
Yeah.
Or tell them what witnesses they can call.
Why are we here? I mean, Dana, have you ever had a situation where somebody said, hey, you can do this, but we're not going to let you go into this or call these witnesses. We're just not going to talk about that, which is the main issue of your case.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I direct your attention to my Facebook page.
Oh, God. What? Oh.
But he's so cute. Like, he is like a cute little elf.
Okay. I may or may not be guilty for starting this, because I sent a picture to Greg earlier today of two individuals that look like Elf on the Shelf to me.
No, we were talking about how, like, cute and, like, cuddly Pete was last week before you got here.
Buttigieg.
He is actually now in the lead in the Iowa caucuses.
Which is terrifying.
Well, really, but you know, he's the most moderate candidate out of them all.
Well,
that's what voters are responding to, is not everyone can be like this far left. Free love, free environment.
Everything's free.
Yeah, exactly. People realize that that's not feasible.
David Blackman wrote an excellent blog on this topic today, how Pete Buttigieg is triangulating his way to the top of the Democratic crap heap.
Buttigieg. Yeah, I mean, other than the fact that he has zero experience doing anything relevant.
We've elected people for far less, Dana.
Yeah. Well, you know, we still live in a country where they go, and we know this happened in 2008. It's time that we had our first black president. And he was such a success. And I think that's...
I still think we need a woman president. Hillary Clinton just wasn't it.
Still not it, by the way.
She's pathetic.
I'm concerned about the safety and welfare of those two guards. I heard they're suicidal.
Did you see what I put on the Facebook today?
Oh.
It's a picture of Jake Tapper saying two prison guards committed suicide tomorrow.
But you know, isn't that crazy? Because that's like that's a really legitimate concern.
It's a thing now. It's apparently like a thing.
Terry, to his everlasting credit, was on this years ago about the deep state and about who's really running the government and how we're basically electing people to go to Washington. Not to be accountable to us, to be puppets for them, to do their bidding.
It's like
that is the one thing that Trump has been able to overcome and like do differently is he doesn't know anybody.
He's peeled the lid off of this.
And that's why people are so pissed. But like my dad has been saying it even like when I didn't even care, you know, in college. Mm. Like, oh, whatever, dad, like, shut up. But...
Yeah, I know. I got the same thing.
You know, you have a daughter. You understand.
Yes, I do.
So I wasn't always so keen on what, you know, my dad's political views were. I just didn't care. But now, like, going back and looking at it, like, he's been saying this Clinton nonsense forever.
Dad, you're all right.
My dad, like, knows what's going on. And, like, he's, like, all about, like, Vince Foster and, like, she killed him and she was in his office before he was even cold and all this stuff. And I'm like, yeah, like, you're on to something here.
Plus, there's some issues with Vince Foster and how he supposedly committed suicide.
Obviously, he did.
Which is a physically impossible task to... shoot yourself in the back of the head and then walk to the mall and die there.
He said, challenge accepted, Greg. Challenge accepted.
Yeah, they're dying for Hillary, all right. The other despicable turd that's been out there in the middle of this has been that fat-faced douchebag, pardon me, Rosie.
Can you say that on the air?
Yes.
We need to have a tutorial of what you cannot say, I think.
What can you say?
DB. DB? I can't do it.
You mean like, DA?
No, like...
You don't have to say it. Oh. And I don't mean to...
Like bag a...
Oh.
Yeah. I won't repeat it because it's so vulgar.
I know, we do need a tutorial on that.
Another side-by-side with... Colonel Vindman, who never wears his uniform to work, only to impeachment.
Lieutenant Colonel, please.
Oh, pardon my ass.
I watched that and I was like, what a schmuck.
Really?
Like, what a schmuck. And I love how he got called out and he's like, so everybody else who's like way more important than you has shown up in like suit and tie.
Yeah.
Like, thanks for your service, but like.
There's a great picture on the thread on that on my page of John Candy, who looks an awful lot like him.
Sorry, folks.
Ooh.
Park's closed.
Yeah, park is closed. Moose should have told you outside.
Sorry.
And so far, I'm not seeing a lot of people complaining about any of these things. Have I lost any Facebook friends today? I don't think so.
Do you still have 5,000? Because I know people that like want in if you've missed them.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure if you have any liberal Facebook friends, they've defriended you long ago.
You know when that happened?
2008?
Yeah.
Well, 2006, 7 time, I'm going to say. Like,
well, when Facebook first started, when I first got on, it was great because I was hearing from people I hadn't seen or talked to in a long time. And it was like a big ongoing reunion. Some women I had been friends with and stuff.
In a purely platonic way, I'm sure.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Where's the button?
And then Obama became the nominee. Oh, no.
Yeah.
I don't think I don't think anything came. Now, there may have been thoughts, but those don't count.
No, actually they do, because I think what we've learned through this whole impeachment process is mere thoughts alone are enough to attempt to impeach a president.
Yeah.
Not action. You just have to have the, we call that mens rea.
I know. Well, I just think it's crazy how we're like trying to impeach a president for maybe doing something that we know a candidate did. Like, we know.
Yeah.
Because, like,
and was vice president of the United States of America.
We know he did it.
This is the frustrating thing. This is, I was glad to see Jeff Sessions come by the radio station and go on a Dan Moore show today. But the question I would ask is, everybody knows this, so why is it taking so freaking long for justice to take place? Why is Barr making speeches?
Mm-hmm.
We know that there have to be criminal referrals coming from all this. When is it going to happen?
But is it going to happen? Because that's a question I have. Like I said, I don't do this type of law. Like, this is way over my pay grade. I'm just watching it as an American citizen like everybody else. But, like, what are the ramifications for Joe in this? Like, as far as I'm concerned, like, he shouldn't be able to even run if there's this overlimiting, you know, possible investigation of, like, what he did. It's not even what he did or didn't do. Like, what he did.
He doesn't even know what city he's in half the time.
And Neil Smith, an old butt buddy, are you here?
He remembers his butt buddies, but he doesn't remember what city he's in or state even sometimes. Red Top, hang on. We'll be with you in just a second. Georgia Floors Direct on the Boulevard, they recently picked up the inventory of a flooring business that was closing and got some outstanding room remnants and flooring at pennies on the dollar, and they're turning that inventory around and making it available to you at below wholesale price. That's how you do it. And if you're interested in redoing a room or two, stop by and see Jeff Mallinson and his merry band of floriers at Georgia Floors Direct, and not only get a great deal, but enjoy, because I watch when they put in our carpeting, our hardwood floor. The installations are incredible. They use the best people. It's their team. So Georgia Floors Direct has your back from beginning to end. You get a great wholesale price, a phenomenal installation, 100% customer satisfaction, a tradition now in its 50th year. At Georgia Floors Direct on the Boulevard, across from Lowe's.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue, the block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner, has everything you need for a holiday feast. They've changed their name, but U.S. Foods Market Store has the same friendly faces and service they've been known for since 1871. Open to the public, no membership, easy parking, and conveniently located for quick shopping. Visit them Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. at 5455 Atlanta Highway in Montgomery. You'll find everything you need for your holiday meal. U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner. We help you make it.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Throughout the decades, Americans have relied on Wrangler for durability and comfort. From the authentic Western jeans cowboys and rodeo athletes have depended on since 1947, to the retrofits from the 70s and the classic styles today, they create iconic American denim. And right now at Boot Barn, select Wrangler jeans are 20% off. Wrangler at Boot Barn. Create the West.
Why wait for Black Friday? Get Black Friday prices today at the Home Depot. Up to 40% off appliance special buys, plus up to $600 in extra savings instantly on select appliances. No rebate, no hassle. Like a Whirlpool white top mount refrigerator for just $548, over $180 off. Talk about holiday cheer. Black Friday savings early, now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only, while supplies last. See store for details, valid through December 5th.
Don't miss the new and improved Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings from 6 until 7, right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Just in time for spending time with the relatives, it's the all-new Thanksgiving Subject Changer.
So, honey, have you met anyone yet?
Hey, let's talk about football. The Thanksgiving Subject Changer will quickly avert the attention away from personal matters or even politics.
So, you know what I think about this border wall?
Oh my gosh, let's talk about football.
Okay, so what do you think about Colin Kaepernick?
Forget football. Did anyone watch the parade? Anybody? The Thanksgiving Subject Changer, making dinner with your relatives tolerable.
Did you tell them you're gay yet, Chad?
Did you tell them you're pregnant yet, Jenna?
Malfunction. Malfunction. Reboot. 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 Reboot.
It is 3:27 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Happy hour with a full house today. I am surrounded by goddesses. To my left and your right as you're listening, Rosie, whose birthday it is today.
Happy birthday!
Jacqueline Tomlinson and Dana Delk, which is the reverse of how we say their names when we talk about their firm, Delk and Tomlinson. And by the way, when they are here, they're always available to answer any questions you might have regarding that whole universe of divorce, custody, all that kind of stuff.
Or any random question you may have.
Yes. You guys, this is what I love about you. You're just so on top of any topic that comes up.
I mean,
any wealth of knowledge.
You're better than I am.
Anything they want to know. Like, I don't know, how many hours has Jacqueline spent watching Disney Plus this weekend?
I got Disney Plus.
Right?
I got it from Verizon.
There you go.
And I signed up for it. I haven't watched anything yet.
We've watched a couple of gems.
Almost their stuff makes me cry. That's why.
You know, there's some sappy, sad stuff on Disney. There's also some crap. But there's a lot of great things. Oh, like?
Like?
Listen, we don't have to go through this again because you know, like.
Are there any Christmas movies on there?
You know what, Dana? I'm not sure, but.
I'm sure.
There are Disney Christmas movies, but like. I don't know. They're more of like, I've only seen the cartoons because of Steven. But Babes in Toyland, which is my absolute favorite Disney movie, I look at it as a Christmas movie because it's about toys.
I thought it was Bedsticks and...
Bedknobs and Broomsticks is also in the top five.
But Susan Woody's story is on Disney Plus. Let's talk to Red Top.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Hello.
I have a legal question for you ladies that I think is very pertinent that nobody's asking. All these smart devices, smart speakers in particular, is the information people say into their smart devices and speakers, is that admissible in court? Is that what is going to be the future of all this information collected on smart devices? Well, I don't have any, and I encourage everybody to get rid of them. But tell me what the legal ramifications are and if there's any cases been brought up that involve these.
Well,
and I will hang up because I got to talk to a customer, but I've been dying to know this.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, well, I think the first thing, and this is the classic lawyer answer, I think it would depend. Okay, I think it would depend on, like, if you're in a room by yourself or if you're in a room making an admission to someone else. But I think you would have to know exactly who to subpoena. And Amazon and Google and places like that are very protective over users' information like that and would probably not respond to a state court subpoena.
Yeah, so it is a federal crime to eavesdrop and or wiretapping, you know, somebody's conversation without court order, like a subpoena power. So let's say, you know, you see on the movies where they're like wiretapping somebody's cell phone or somebody's phone. They have court, they have a court order, a subpoena to do that. If Amazon or Google or Alexa and Siri and all these people were just recording people's conversations without court order, that is a violation of federal law. So I think we're going to see a lot of that coming up here in the next 5 or so years, because every single case we have involves social media now. 10 years ago, that wasn't an issue. I mean, Facebook's been around 15 years. So 10 years ago or so, we didn't have all these problems. Now everybody has Siri. Everybody has an Alexa. And so it's going to be interesting to see what comes of that. Because as we sit here today, it's a federal law to record or listen in on somebody's conversation without a court order and or them being aware of it. At least one party being aware of the conversation, like Dana was saying.
Right. Well, and again, like some of these places that you subpoena, and phone companies, you know, some phone companies will send you the content of text, but some phone companies won't.
Most won't nowadays because there's so many texts.
Yeah, and so I think it's one of those things like, legally, could you subpoena it?
Yes.
Now, what are you going to do when they don't respond? Well, it's not like, you know, most of our clients have the funds for me to haul Amazon's, you know, butt down here to Alabama to defend, like, why you didn't respond to my subpoena.
Alexa's not coming to court, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, and so practically speaking, you know, I think right now, and at least in the next few years, it's probably not going to mean a whole lot, just because the logistics of subpoenaing that information and the chances of actually getting that information back.
Yeah. It's slim to none. And I'll take it even a step further so people can understand, because what we do, although it's like TV, it's not like TV. So this, we don't from start to finish litigate an entire case in 47 minutes with commercial breaks.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, these take months, even years, depending on the case and how serious it may be.
And the judge.
And the judge. But you've got to look at it like, even from like a law enforcement standpoint. My husband's in law enforcement, and I've bounced some of these questions off of him. Well, what about this? Well, what about that? Because in the movies, you know, you can do all these things, and you have all this technology at your fingertips. It is very difficult to get information without a true emergency, without... Yep. Courts getting involved, and courts don't get involved in things for no reason.
We have about 90 seconds, but I want to bring up something that hit us a few years ago with a listener. We got a call from a woman, her little Yorkie. Now, she did a dumb thing. The dog was in her car. She ran into the Walgreens at Atlanta and Perry Hill. She came back. The dog was gone. The thief left his cell phone in the car.
Worst thief ever. What a schmuck.
The police would do nothing. They would not use the cell phone to obtain the identity of the person that broke into her car and stole the dog. Nothing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I thought that was outrageous. Isn't that evidence?
Well, it is evidence, but so the police don't get involved in like an evidence issue like that. What she could have done and what I would have done is kept the cell phone, taken the cell phone to court when I went to court, and a judge could have issued somebody to open the phone,
right,
or she could have taken it to AT&T or Verizon. But even then, they're not required to, because you have this constitutional expectation of privacy.
And even when you're committing a crime.
Even when you're a criminal or you're an idiot, it rises to a certain level as you're protected. Now, granted, you lose that right, but if they can't prove who it is and they can't prove that that's Dana Delk's cell phone and make Dana Delk open it, Dana has an expectation of privacy in her cell phone, just like John Doe, Mr. Criminal.
Wow.
It's infuriating.
You know how she got her dog back?
Did she trade the cell phone? Because that would have...
No.
I'd be like,
come get your cell phone.
I got your iPhone 11.
My dog.
No, two to three weeks later, she called and told us she was filling her tank at the racetrack up the street here.
Yeah.
And saw the dog in the back of a car.
Let me tell you something. I'm going to Tutwiler. You have my dog in the back of your car? Like,
where would you just? Where
off.
Would you just say thank you?
She no. took the dog.
Yeah,
where
she
would
took
you,
the dog.
Jacqueline, are you sure you
I'm
would just
scrappy.
Say thank you and, like, please have him?
No, that's my Mackie in the back. Like, we're getting scrappy, ladies and gentlemen. Like, not when it comes to my puppy or my baby.
But think about the odds on that she would be at the same gas station with the people with the stolen dog.
So, in my experience with criminals...
So,
Sometimes you get a little sloppy.
I'm wondering, did she go and like open the door and be like, hey, that's my dog? Or be like, excuse
me. Details are fuzzy. If she's listening, she can always
call in. Please call in, because inquiring minds want to know.
Is that my dog?
And then what happened is she got arrested because...
Yeah. I'm just wondering if she like took or asked and was like, hey.
Yeah. It is 3:36. I got to ask a question about Drudge here, because according to Drudge, the ambassador drops a bomb, followed president's orders. Giuliani pushed quid pro quo and blah, blah, blah. Pence knew. If you look at Drudge, it looks like they convicted Trump today. I mean, I don't get it. I don't get it.
Well, I mean, we know that... They are. They're going to send it over to the Senate. Then nothing's going to happen.
Nothing.
Like, that's going to be it.
And how many millions of dollars are we wasting?
I know. Do I care what happens in Ukraine? Sure don't.
And like, okay. How much is not getting done?
Well,
that needs but to Ukraine be got their people. Money. But, like, Ukraine got everything they wanted. Like,
what?
Why
okay,
do we care?
The corruption in Ukraine has no bearing on my everyday life.
Minimal at best.
Very, very minimal.
Very, very minimal.
There is new news today that there is going to be. That was that thing I read at the beginning. I don't think you were here. Let's see. I'll put the story on the screen. You guys can check it out while we take the bottom of the hour break here. But it's corruption involving $7.4 billion that goes back to Biden and Obama.
Shocker.
Yeah.
Dun dun dun.
Chump
dun dun. It's like a television show.
So we'll see where that goes. I when I was driving home from Food Outlet Sunday morning, as I always am, I went by John Lee Paints, and I saw the sign going southbound, and it was so great, and I said, I'll remember that to convey it on the air, and I forgot. Anybody that's in that area at 34 Coliseum Boulevard, if you could snap or see what's on there and phone it into Rosie at 272-9228, that would be great. But I'm not here to talk about the words of wisdom that are inspiring and thought-provoking, going both ways up Coliseum Boulevard past John Lee Paints. The products inside are the best. Eddie Bader from the Goodson Group is the guy that marketed my house for rent and was blown away because the interior paint color was so good. He said, did you just have this done? No, it had been there 7 years. We used Richard's paint from John Lee Paints. Charles Bubba Turner himself helped us pick the color out, a nice neutral color that would look good from end to end of the house, given the color of our furniture. And we brought pictures of what we had so they could come up with a color that would make sense and be compatible. They do that. They can color consult with the best. Also, for exterior painting, their own brand now, John Lee Solar Proof, which resists the elements of Alabama's weather, which is pretty rough on an exterior paint. But this one has a very low viscosity, so it fends off mildew and other things that can make outside paint look unsightly. So if you're going to do it right the first time, as Dad always used to say, and get a great paint at John Lee Paints, 34 Coliseum Boulevard. Please mention to that great staff there who can answer any questions you have about painting, brushes, rollers, patching, all that stuff, that you heard about them here. That's all we ask. I'm going to grab Brenda's call before we hit the traffic dungeon. Hey, Brenda.
Hey, ladies, I love hearing all about the law. I wanted to be a lawyer when I was growing up and didn't think I was smart enough, but it turns out I was. So I'm an English teacher, high school English teacher.
Well, you made the good decision.
You're
you
way smarter, right decision, by the way, because I couldn't be an English teacher.
Well, I love the law, and I love hearing all about this. I'm glad Greg gets a chance to have y'all on. But my question is for Greg, and y'all might chime in. I heard somebody... Their thought process was the reason why they rushed forward with this impeachment was so that he would not be able to, that Ruth Bader Ginsburg was on her dying deathbed, which we know she'd been dying for years,
apparently.
But so that he could not appoint somebody if he's not convicted or whatever. What is the deal with the impeachment? Is he going to be prevented at all,
no,
even if he's not impeached?
No, this is a inquiry. It's not a decision or a verdict or anything else. They'll raise holy hell. You know they're going to do that. Doesn't matter if he's in the middle of impeachment or they move away from this. They will raise holy hell if he appointed Jesus Christ to the court.
Oh, yeah. And who would y'all like to see? Do y'all have any choices of who you'd like to see? I'd love to see Ted Cruz or Gowdy, but I know that, you know, that's
I think Ted Cruz, Ted Cruz, who has likability issues, but is one of the most brilliant senators we've ever had, who knows the Constitution inside out, he would be an outstanding choice. He's young. He could sit there for 20, 30 years and actually get something right.
I don't know.
I agree.
That would be a game time decision for me. I would have to.
I think you're going
to
see someone that you as a layperson and even me. I think you're going to see someone that you don't know. I think you're going to see a.
I think he's already got his choices lined
out. Yeah, I was going to say.
I don't think he has the list. Yeah, he has the list.
I don't think they're politicians.
But here's what we know. Here's what we know. And Brenda, I got to run. Thanks for the call. If he picks a woman, she's going to be too religious, or they're going to paint her as some kind of a... They'll find something. And any man, black, white, Hispanic, any man that Trump appoints, they'll come out with women who will claim they were raped by him, or he was inappropriate, or something else. You watch. You think this crap show that's going on now, that's just a warm-up. Kavanaugh was...
I'm waiting on him to nominate a woman, and then a guy to say he was raped.
Yeah. And then we'll really watch.
Yeah, you know.
And then I'm going to hold all calls and be like, I'm watching every moment of this. But this is good.
Here's the thing. Even if your lifelong dream was to be on the Supreme Court, anybody that gets picked by Donald Trump knows they're going to face holy freaking hell. And that's got to be very unappealing. 3:42. Here's our first look at the roads for the afternoon. Delk and Tomlinson in the house.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Well, it is a beautiful afternoon, and we are not very busy anywhere right now. Of course, school let out. We've got kids in neighborhoods. We've got the buses making their runs right now. Watch out for them. But other than that, there's just not a lot of congestion anywhere. Traffic is brisk in some places. I-65 and 85 are a speed limit drive through downtown. Taylor Road, the Heartburn Highway, always gets its name. There's a little congestion there. But all in all, we are doing really nice right now. Keep it here. We're going to keep you updated all afternoon long. You know it's going to get busy here in a little bit when folks start getting off work. Premier Place Shopping Center has everything for the holidays. Shop Burke's Outlet, Michael's, Big Lots, Shoe Station, and more. Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery-grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's when we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
Since 1989, Signs to Go has been Montgomery's vinyl sign and banner leader. And now with the addition of wide format printing, your signs and banners can have brilliant full color. Whether it's directional signs for your meeting or large grand opening banner, Signs to Go is your one-stop shop for color. Call us at 270-1133 or email us at signs2go@charter.net. We're still on the Eastern Bypass across from Lowe's and Best Buy. That's Signs to Go, Montgomery's sign and banner leader.
Why wait for Black Friday prices? Get them today at the Home Depot. Up to 40% off appliance special buys. But why stop there? You'll also get an extra $50 in instant savings on any Samsung top load laundry pair. If you're ready to clean up on Samsung laundry, the only place you should stop is here. Black Friday savings, early, now, at the Home Depot. More saving, more do it. U.S. only, while supplies last, gas, dry, extra, see store for details, valid through December 5th.
Every walk of life needs a great pair of cowboy boots. From performance boots with cowboy certified technology to being the industry leader in exotic boots, Dan Post Boot Company crafts premium boots made by hand and built with removable orthotic insoles for everyday comfort. And right now at Boot Barn, select Dan Post and Laredo boots are up to $50 off. Dan Post at Boot Barn. Create the West.
This is Ryan Turner with Infusion Wellness Center. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for about 3 years now, and it's a great way to get your name out there and reach the people your business needs to grow and succeed. Highly recommended.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Hi, I'm Ellis Askew with Alabama News Network.
It's day three of testimony in the A.C. Smith case. The jury has listened to both a voice-recorded interview from that February 25th morning and a video interview from a few weeks later. The interviews were between the Alabama State Bureau of Investigation agents and Aaron Cody Smith. Smith is the MPD officer on trial for shooting an unarmed black man, Grant Gunn, in February of 2016. A judge is ordering DNA testing for Ibrahim Yazid, the man charged with kidnapping and the disappearance of the missing 19-year-old Anaya Blanchard. The judge ordered testing during this morning's preliminary hearing after prosecutors revealed DNA evidence from a male was found in Blanchard's car. The Salvation Army kicks off its Red Kettle campaign today. Throughout the holiday season, you will hear the bells ringing and see the red kettles outside shopping centers. The Salvation Army is always looking for more volunteers to help ring the bells. I'm Ellis Eskew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We continue to enjoy a period of storm-free days, and that warming trend continues as well. Tonight, a little bit chilly with mostly clear skies, overnight low temperature down to about 43. But tomorrow, the warming trend continues, high in the low to mid-70s, plenty of sunshine again. I think we'll be in the mid-70s Friday, mainly dry during the daytime, but maybe some showers and thunderstorms by late Friday night, and a better chance Saturday. Maybe a thunderstorm as well as a front moves through the state, a cool front that brings in breezy, cooler conditions for Sunday. Sunday's high only in the 50s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Dana inspired this musical selection.
Everything you say, every song you play. No, you can't escape. She's making a tape. Alexa's listening. Knows when you're awake. All your loves and hates never gets erased from the database. She's recording you.
So the final word on Alexa and things that Alexa knows is that
it ain't gonna make a difference in the next 10 years or so.
Yeah,
just
I mean,
logistically, it's just gonna be so hard to get the information.
And so, like, they can get the, like, I want people to understand. I'm gonna be very clear about this. Can they listen in on your stuff?
Yes.
And if they listen in on your stuff, is it admissible in a hearing? Maybe, maybe not. Okay, they would have to have a subpoena from a judge,
right,
that says it's okay to record and listen in on what you're saying. If they didn't have a subpoena to do that, and they tried to get that into evidence, or they tried to use that against you, that would be considered fruit of the poisonous tree, which is something that we hear on Law and Order. It's when people don't have a right to search something, and they find something, and then you don't get to use it because you didn't do it right. That's how it's supposed to be.
I have a question along those lines.
Yes, ma'am.
We have an expectation of privacy when
yes.
you're talking about the telephone or private texts and things like that.
Yes.
But when you're talking about Facebook
no
and Twitter,
expectation.
That's what I'm thinking because anybody can copy that.
Yeah, it doesn't matter if you're, you know, some people try to say, well, I have a very limited friends list and it's only available to my friends and blah. No, the courts have ruled you have no expectation of privacy on social
media. With any social media.
Right.
Okay.
And so you also have to think about it like even on, but I'll take it a step further, even on social media on like, let's say you're on Facebook Messenger. Say Dana and I are on Facebook Messenger and we're sending messages back and forth. There isn't really an expectation of privacy there because Dana can sit there and screenshot it and send it to a third party.
Well, and two, in Alabama, we're what's called a one-party recording state. So as long as one party to the conversation knows you're being recorded, it's admissible.
And let me tell you how social media will bite you in the butt. Okay.
Sure.
Let's say you're going through a divorce.
Let you list the ways.
Yeah,
because,
I'll give you just a great example of what kind of what Rosie's talking about. I see this almost every time I have social media in a contentious divorce where, let's say, there's an affair or somebody thinks there's an affair.
Right.
You know, and I'll just use me as an example, by the way. In the interest of full disclosure, not having an affair.
So you say.
So I say. My husband's listening. I am not having an affair. But say I'm having an affair on social media, okay? And I'm chatting with somebody or I'm posting something on Facebook or I've hidden my husband and my husband's family, but like, Jane Doe, that I was friends with 5 years ago, is also friends with my husband. And he doesn't know because we have 537 mutual friends.
Uh-huh.
That Jane Doe is the mole on my page. And so she's screenshotting everything that I post and every comment that's made. And every time I check in with my boyfriend or so-and-so, you know, at the Dairy Queen, that's coming in. Like, you need to be very careful about who you allow on your Facebook page, because you may forget that their fourth cousin is your friend and they're the one feeding information. Well, a lot of times people will separate and they'll be living separate and apart for
really
years.
Really dumb things, to be honest with you. Just really stupid, stupid things.
And then you tag yourself one time at the Dairy Queen with your boyfriend, and you're like, I don't know who that is. Well,
like,
really?
I had one who, she wasn't really supposed to take the kid away from her house. Well, then she's tagged with a picture of her kid on a swing set. Well, that house doesn't have a swing set. And then, so, like, lo and behold, you violated the terms of your order.
By the way, you literally just proved my case for me.
Yeah.
Preach. But you have to be careful on social media. Social media is a wonderful thing, but it is also a horrible thing when you're going through any type of litigation.
Mm-hmm. On that note, I don't know what it is about you two, but when you are in the studio, the clock fires up and takes off. Time flies. So we got to take a break here. Nice note from listener Mike. Mike V was talking about how boring it was. Birmingham, I guess, stations up there were carrying these hearings. And he says, as you say, Sean Hannity has about the same show every day. Yeah, congenital liar shift. I hear it is. I can predict the words that are going to come out of the radio with him. It's not to knock him. He's a solid conservative. But come on, Sean.
Just because you're conservative doesn't mean you're interesting.
He's making $20 million a year for doing the same show every day. I should get at least
his monologue is like the same thing every night.
Enjoy the legal talk today. And Buddy, that's his dog, said his uncle gave him no food at lunch. He lies about that. That's Buddy. Huh? Gulf States Mobility in Wetumpka is a company that takes on the toughest of situations. None of us like to think that we could be the one that gets T-boned in a car wreck or has a fall that's very incapacitating, and we're looking at long-term recovery. You wake up, your legs are in traction, and there's a doctor telling you all the things you won't be able to do for a while. Gulf States Mobility steps into those situations, says, here's what we're going to make possible for you in the time ahead. And that's what they do. Every situation requires a customized approach that begins with making the home. First thought is, can I still live at the same house? Yeah, Gulf States Mobility makes that happen. Customized motorized equipment. There's no one-size-fits-all approach. They have restored the driving option for people who thought they would never be able to have control of their own schedule again. And these are big difference makers, because the human spirit is what pulls people through these kinds of horrible situations. And Gulf States Mobility works with that drive to be independent. People don't, the way Tommy Garrett explained it to me, people don't know what their true independent spirit, their will to do for themselves is until they've had a situation like that. And he says it's a remarkable source of energy, and they work with that when they create things to help people tap into that. Gulf States Mobility. 1647 Coosa River Parkway, Wetumpka. 514-6590 is their number. We hope that you will look them up and like them on Facebook. We've got Fox News coming up in a few minutes. Right now, we'll check in with Skipper downstairs and see what's going on with the roads.
Well, as we get closer to 4 o'clock, traffic is beginning to pick up just a bit, and we are seeing some little points of congestion all along the boulevard at the Wetumpka Highway and Congressman Dickinson, Eastern Boulevard at Atlanta Highway, I-85 all the way down to Vaughn Road, Troy Highway and the Eastern Boulevard, the intersection there. We've got a little bit of a backup at the lights. Use caution, drive carefully. I-65 and 85 are busy this time of day, and it only takes one little fender bender to really turn an afternoon into a complete mess, so please drive carefully. No accidents to tell you about at this time. During the month of November, Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter is saying no to down payments, no to payments for 90 days, and no hassle buying. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Hi, everybody.
We would just like to announce that our party is starting now.
Good morning.
The show is going to air.
Try to find mistakes on our show.
Get your own show.
Nerd culture is the center of the universe.
And that was the biggest goal, I think, with the show.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
Are you ready for some football? Whether you yell War Eagle or Roll Tide, if you're fourth and goal, then it's time you call in a special team, Alabama Home Mortgage. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, where we make mortgages easy. With a starting lineup like ours, you can rest assured that you are dealing with the MVPs of the mortgage industry here at Alabama Home Mortgage. Do you feel like you're being blocked on every play? Take a timeout and make the call that will change it all. Call Alabama Home Mortgage at 567-4223, or you can visit our website, alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com, and select the Blink link to get started today. Together, we can create the playbook that will lead to your financial victory. Don't let the clock run out. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223, or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
When you're ready to retire your car, van, or pickup truck, as in tires, Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto is the only place you need to call. Can't get a better price because Don spent years building personal relationships with all the major manufacturers. So they acquire all the name brand tires at a wholesale price, then turn around and sell them to you without that middleman expense. And they only quote a price that includes professional installation. In other words, you can't go wrong. Partner up with Don Duncan for all your auto service needs with three locations to serve you. On Highway 14 in Millbrook, downtown at 408 Madison, and on Bell Road just north of Vaughn for Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto.
It's another simulation gone mad. Who the hell are you guys?
Maybe you're an extraterrestrial escaped from a government facility.
Confirmation code XV2RDM.
Yeah, I do believe that Oprah has an alien baby.
Wind Creek Wetumpka is feeling sassy at 6, and you're invited to the party. You can start earning your chances to win now. Then the fun begins at 6 p.m. on Friday, December 13th. During our 24 hours of winning giveaway, you can win a share of $60,000 in free play. Then on Saturday, December 14th, one lucky player will drive home in a 2020 BMW 740i. So come get sassy at Wind Creek Wetumpka and find your winning moment.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Why would anybody buy a zero-turn riding mower this time of year? Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power with five reasons why now is the best time to buy a new or used Hustler zero-turn mower. First, due to the lack of rain this summer, we're having a drought sale, saving you hundreds on all remaining 2019 Hustler ZTRs. Second, the 2019 Hustler demo mowers are now available, saving you over $2,000 on slightly used Hustlers that still have the full factory warranty. Third, avoid the 2020 price increases due to the steel tariffs. Fourth, 0% interest financing or no payment until April 2020. And finally, if you're a landscaper, you can write it off on this year's taxes. Bottom line, there's really only one reason to buy now. Save lots of money. Hustler Zero Turn Mowers at CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Pier Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
If you